Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Do you know what? As I started talking to you, Nettie,
yeah.
I think I'll continue.
Okay.
It's absolutely lovely to welcome back onto the Bunker Show for another month.
Another
the lovely
month.
Nettie.
She's rocked up again. Hello.
Yeah, we keep moving and you find us.
You tell me where
How's that working? It's the lovely Nettie Bunn from Rift Accounting. Hello, Nettie.
Hello.
And you've delivered us, once again, a really interesting guest, according to Twitter anyway. It's
well,
really going all off
what?
On there.
Yeah. Twitter's never been so popular with my guests, has it?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are being that nice about him, though, and he is nice.
Well, that's usually, this is the Bunker Show. When were we ever nice about anyone?
Well,
you know, that's the whole point, isn't it, really?
The only as well, if he's not on it, he can't even see it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm used to it.
Could be what the problem is. Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm fine.
How's things in the world of Rift?
Things in the world of Rift continue to be really busy. I'm just looking about what I've been doing since you were like, I was last
here. I've just had a thought.
Help. Yeah, go on.
No, it's nothing to do with the show at all. On the side over there is a letter.
Yeah.
Which is stamped and addressed to Rift. I could give it to you, couldn't I, instead of walking to the postbox? I never thought of that.
Here you go.
Oh, no, hold on. I've got to sign. Before you take it, I've got to sign it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't go until he's done his paperwork.
Yeah.
So you're signing your accounts off and I can take them back to the office.
It's something like that. Yeah.
I can do that. And do you know what? There's no extra charge.
Oh, you're so kind.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. So, going back to what we've been up to, Kiba's happened since I've been here last, which was sponsored.
You sponsored and supported the Kiba, didn't you?
We did. Mm. It was a really good evening. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Apart from that, it's very much been business as usual.
Right.
Lots going on. We're doing a lot of work as well with apprentices, like you brought up earlier.
Yeah.
You'll know, because we both agree, it's a real bugbear about not finding these people out there and too many people.
Sure.
You know, don't get me a soapbox on it. But it's really interesting, and all this trailblazer stuff coming along where you can actually almost write your own apprenticeships in the industry now.
Yep, yep.
It's going to make such a difference.
Absolutely.
Massive difference.
Yep.
And real opportunities.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Really getting into that.
And a lot of people don't realise in the world of accountancy and stuff like that. Back in the day, people thought that you had to be a graduate or anything to get into accountancy. It's not true, is it?
No, it's not. It's, but also, there's so many different routes to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have someone who decides to be a chartered accountant, just as much as you could have someone who could be really specialist in payroll.
Yeah.
And payroll can be complicated, tax codes are complicated, pensions have all come in. It's not a straightforward job.
No, absolutely.
And there's loads to do.
And it changes on a regular basis.
Well, every time someone from a budget stands up, they make up a new set of rules, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
We have to look for a way of...
And then at the moment, they back out of them a week later and change them, but
don't write your newsletter within 10 days, because it might not still be true. But, so loads going on as usual. Can't see that ever changing.
Cool. So, introduce our guest that you've kindly brought along to us.
Well, where do I start?
Yeah.
Well, this is Gary.
Good afternoon.
Sorry to give you a dodgy quiz show. Right, this is Gary. I'm going to let Gary explain about his business because it's a family business that's been about for a long, long time.
Okay, well, let's introduce Gary.
Relocated locally.
It's a pleasure to welcome you onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time. Mr. Gary Linen, and Gary is from New World Netcom.
Correct, yes.
Gary, do the business. Tell us about you.
Yeah, I'm just overjoyed to be following a young racing driver.
Yeah, well, we set you up.
Thank you.
Highly accomplished, very articulate racing driver, no less. Yeah, so no pressure.
You're making it worse.
With an amazing hands-free kit now.
Oh, you see,
that's
good.
Because he's following on Twitter.
So the company's New World Netcom. We're a family-owned and run business. That's actually been operating for around 25 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, my father started the business
many
moons ago, and we've been based in Ashford locally here for about the last 8 years.
Wow, okay. So give us a feel for the kind of... I'll tell you what, take us back to when Dad started the business and the kind of things that he was doing, because I'm always fascinated by the evolution of how things, you know, even with talking with Jody here, it's the evolution of how you get to where you get to, which gives you an idea of the trajectory you're on. So just take us back to when Dad started the business and what he was kind of doing back then.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, back in those days, 25 years ago, technology hugely different. Mm-hmm. These days you're looking at VoIP, and internet provision.
Voice over IP. Yeah.
Yes, you're correct. You know, back in those days, you're probably just looking at analog lines and analog systems and then bringing in digital systems.
No. I remember those days. Yeah. It was tin cans, a bit of wet string.
Correct.
And not having a cable, a wire or whatever.
Yeah, acoustic couplers. Yeah.
So obviously, things have moved on since I've been in. I mean, I've worked for the business for about the last 8 or 9 years. Come into it, and even in that period of time, you know, technology has really kicked on and changed.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a cloud-based telephone here, which is amazing because it really, when we first put this in, I was not sure at all how it would be because, you know, we do telephone-based interviews and the quality of the line is crucial because by the time you put it through the desk and then broadcast it, it could all go to pot. But so far, the quality of the cloud-based phone has been better than the cable-attached phone. Unbelievable.
Yep. I mean, these days with the cloud-based systems, the crucial thing is your internet connectivity and the speed of your connection. Yeah. If you've not got great connection, and in businesses in rural areas, they're still struggling. Yeah. But somewhere like here, it's going to be absolutely top-notch.
So we've got 200 megabits here.
Yeah. Or in my case at home, no internet at all because the rabbit chewed the rabbit. Cable.
We've not developed rabbit-proof systems.
No. See, and this was in
a rabbit-proof office.
Allegedly, according to Twitter, anyway.
Clearly not.
According to my husband.
Simon.
We'll have to get NEC to look at that.
So, Gary, tell us the range of products and services that that you guys provide.
Yeah, we're an NEC associate partner, so we install and maintain NEC business telephone systems.
So, I would have called PABXs and
correct.
Things like that.
Correct, PABXs. Yeah. We provide cloud-based, similar to what you have here, cloud-based systems as well. Yeah. We also provide line rental and call billing facilities, so exactly the same thing as BT do, a lot cheaper. So we can actually, if businesses are moving into offices, we can provision their lines from the get-go.
When you talk about lines, let's discuss some of those, because, again, that's technology that's changed. You know, we had around radio studios years ago, we used to do ISDN, and the BBC, for instance, is still obsessed with ISDN. The rest of us go, ISDN.
Did you know that that's going away by 2025?
Yeah.
So Gary told me earlier. Yeah, I was listening.
I was actually impressed then.
I spoiled it by saying he only told me it an hour ago.
That's it. I mean, ISDN lines, BT announced, I think it was a couple of years ago now, that by 2025 they're looking to move completely away from ISDN technology. Whether that will happen, don't know. There's 3.2 million channels or ISDN lines in the UK. So it's going to be a big undertaking for them to completely move away from it. I must admit, what I've found is, and some of our customers coming to, as soon as that was announced, I had customers of mine phoning me up saying, we've had a call from a telecoms company and our system's got to be replaced tomorrow, basically, because that's not quite how it's going to work.
Sure. So you do line provision. Talk me through that. What kind of lines? What I mean, are you talking ADSL broadband?
So we can still provision going right back to analog lines, basic phone lines. We can provision ISDN lines and put in internet connection for VoIP as well. So ADSL broadband, we supply all of that. So we're a one-stop shop really for businesses for all their communications. We look after a lot of schools as well.
We
do a lot of stuff for schools.
Okay. And do you get involved in the mobile market?
We don't know as a company. It's can be quite cutthroat.
Yeah, it is.
And it's difficult to pick up new business with the big companies and the big players out there.
Okay. So what's popular at the moment? Where are people going? What's the new vogue? Where should we be looking if we want to stay state of the art or we want to do anything different or special?
Yeah, as we've said, cloud-based, absolutely. It makes it much more cost-effective. If you've got what are called SIP trunks, so IP lines, again, as we've spoken about, moving
is
away.
He's swearing at me.
Moving away from
code.
Moving away from ISDN, you can have SIP lines there. They're so much more cost effective.
Explain what a SIP line is.
It's Sessions Internet Protocol. So again,
of course it is. Of course it is. Silly me.
No jargon in this industry.
It's lines that are internet based.
Right.
And you get the bandwidth to make your calls. It's a lot cheaper than having ISDN. It's much easier to install them. If suddenly your business rapidly expands, you can say if you've got four lines, you can easily go to 20 lines.
Right.
Whereas with ISDN, it's a bit clunky and you're ordering new circuits all the time and adding on and adding on.
Yeah. If I remember rightly from the days when I had my PABX installed, ISDN only came in chunks of four or something.
Yeah, it blocks of two and it can only go. ISDN 2 goes up to 8.
Right.
As soon as you're over 8 lines, it's not cost effective. You have to move to ISDN 30, which can take you up to. But with SIP trunks, you can just start with 4. Tomorrow, you could add another 14.
Right.
If you're downsizing again, you can take another 10 away. It's much easier.
Sure. Something that is interesting with Gary is the pricing structures for what people are paying for their calls.
Mm.
You really need to talk about that because it's ridiculous.
Okay. Let's talk about the pricing, Gary.
I mean, again, as well as installing the systems, one of the main parts of our business is we go into businesses, we go into schools, and I will do a complete look and rundown at their call billing and what they're paying. And we tend to find, if I go into somewhere and I find they're with BT, I know my eyes light up straight away because we know we're going to be able to save money.
You're not going to say this. I'm going to say this. BT are my favourite hate company.
This is where I was leading to. This man brought down Tentadent.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah. I'm not going to go over the story again because I've already had a couple of rants today. But they are the most appalling organisation ever. Mm. They are absolutely appalling. They don't know their backside from their elbow. They couldn't organise in a brewery. They're useless. Sure. They're worse than useless. I'm just going to tell you.
There we go. I won't, but I will.
My landline packed up. Now, I don't use my landline. The only person that ever calls my landline is my mum. So when the phone rings, it's my mum, always. And I pick up, hello, mum. Whoever it is, it's my mum. Hello, mum. Mm. Okay. And I suddenly noticed one day that my mum hadn't called for a while. And I rang her on my mobile. And she went, I've been trying to call you, but I can't get through. And I realised my landline had packed up. So I reported it. BT then went, yeah, well, we'll fix that within 4 weeks. And then 3 weeks later, someone from Openreach turned up and they came in and they went, oh, you never guess what? Somebody had pulled the jumpers out in the cabinet. Oh, really?
Yeah, this all sounds very familiar.
And he said, so your broadband will be back now. I went, I don't have broadband. I don't have WiMAX. I don't have fixed broadband. Oh, why not? I said, because it's less than a megabyte. He went, well, why don't you have Infinity? I went, because it's not available. And he went, oh, it is. It's in the cabinet right next to your thing. I went, come with me. I went onto the website, the BT website, and I went, Infinity. And they went, not available in your area. And he went, no, it is. I went, don't tell me that again because I'm going to punch you. Useless organisation. Totally useless.
Yeah. Back to call billing.
Anyway, back to call billing. Yeah.
Yeah, so we look to save businesses and schools as much money as we possibly can.
Yeah.
I get a real, and it's quite sad, I get a real buzz out of saving schools money. Yeah. Schools in Ashford we've been into. Yeah. There's one particular school, I won't mention them, but they were with BT, and just for their calls and rental, we saved them $3,500 a year.
Wow. Okay.
For a primary school.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing I really, really like to do.
Yeah, okay. So you can do all that kind of stuff just on call management, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, with the provision of the lines, obviously, and we've spoken about that, the whole network is still owned by Openreach. Mm. It's all serviced by Openreach, but that doesn't stop businesses like ours, resellers, being able to install those lines. But it will still be an Openreach engineer that turns up.
Yeah, sure.
It will be us then that looks after that customer and bills that customer at cheaper rates.
And, of course, just while we're talking about such things, we're now going through, at long last, where Ofcom have finally decided to break up Openreach and BT, which is long overdue.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So what's coming along? What should we be looking out for in the future? Any ideas of where the telecoms business is heading towards?
Well, it's interesting because obviously with people being – everyone's looking for remote working these days. Mm. Obviously, telephone systems already link up to your mobile phone. You can have you can be out and about and your mobile is an extension off the telephone system back in the office. Yeah. You can take calls, you can transfer calls back into an extension in the office as well. So it's the mobile side of things, mobile working, that's really taking off.
Yeah.
I mean, having said that, you know, the big providers, we're with NEC, that they got a new system coming out back end of this year. It will still cater for ISDN, it will still cater for analog, but it's really towards VoIP now and mobile working. But it's... people have been saying in the industry for a while that the almost the PABX is, you know, becoming extinct. Not quite yet. It's just not. Obviously, a lot of stuff will go over to cloud, but the PABX has still got a position in the market.
Well, the interesting thing is with the PABX market, though, isn't it, is that they've progressed what a PABX does. So it does more than just handle phone calls now. You know, you've got all kinds of functions that you can add to it.
Yeah. I mean, the one that's coming out later in the year, it's going to have it built-in call recording.
Yeah.
There's apps that you put on, you know, workers' mobiles and things. So it all moves on at a pace, really.
Yeah. Cool. Gary, interesting to talk to you about what's happening in the telecoms market and to have a locally based organisation. Although you're based in Ashford, do you cover a particular geographic area?
We cover Kent.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Kent.
So the whole of Kent.
Yeah, I mean, historically, the business moved to Ashford around 8-9 years ago.
Where did you move from?
It was in Surbiton in Surrey
long time. Foreigners.
Yeah, for a long time. Right.
Cool.
Well, when I first started working, I used to do M20, M26, M25 to Junction 9.
Right. Okay.
So I've got rid of that bit. That point. Didn't miss that. But we look to cover Kent. We've still got legacy customers, London, Surrey, some in Sussex, but Kent is plenty big enough.
Fantastic. Listen, if people want to find out more about you and what you do, what's the best way of doing it?
Website, newworldnetcom.co.uk, as obviously I'm finding out. Twitter should be something that I'll be looking into.
Do you think that's what should be happening?
I'm getting a pasting on it.
I think for his own peace of mind, really, to get in touch with the 2,000 people that are currently talking about him, he might want to get on Twitter at some point and just, you know, kind of bat some of it away.
Have you seen some of these tweets?
I started to read some of them and I thought, oh dear. Sorry, Gary.
Whose pants were we talking about ironing?
Gary's. Gary's always ironing.
Just checking.
Yeah, that's my next door neighbour. I'll be having a chat with him.
Yeah.
About ironing his pants. As you do, yeah. When we're having a serious business discussion and they're tweeting about his pants, eh? Yeah.
I think telephone systems can do that these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. Yeah. Why would you not buy something that's going to iron your pants at the same time?
Well, me? I don't own any.
Yeah, I know. What, an iron?
Yeah.
well, as ever with the ironing the pants discussion, I'm still going back to why you would, because nobody would see them anyway, generally, in general terms. Well, I don't know
she's
about
getting
you.
She's getting all pragmatic now.
I don't know about you, but I don't go around flashing my pants at everyone.
You might not.
Well.
No, but it pays to know you've got a crease. Does it not, Gary?
It's very true.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's my wedding anniversary today, so you never know.
Oh. How long?
14 years.
Wow.
No chance then.
It's ivory. Ivory, apparently, 14 years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, many congratulations to yourself and Mrs. Linning. And he's got crease pants on, Mrs. Linning. He's watching. Gary, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Funk Show. Stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show, but it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Mr. Gary Linning.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.